Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from June 22 to June 26, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On June 22, here were the news. New Zealand police seize $90 million linked to alleged BTCe exchange operator. UK financial watchdog warns crypto firms to register before end of June. Italian banks are ready to trial a digital euro. BlackBerry and Intel tackle cryptojacking malware with new detection tool. Bitmain co-founder offers share buyback at $4 billion valuation to end power struggle. Bitcoin sees small gain as gold rallies to one-month high. First mover, XRP just isn't exciting crypto traders this year. Blackballed by PayPal, scientific paper pirate takes Bitcoin donations. On June 23, here were the news. Ripple affiliate Coins.ph joins new remittance network reaching unbanked Filipinos. Microsoft, EU-based universities say blockchain could help meet Paris Agreement carbon goals. Big Four auditor KPMG launches crypto asset management tools. Crypto exchanges must stop acting like casinos in wake of Robinhood suicide, BitFlyer exec. In banking first, Ing develops FATF-friendly protocol for tracking crypto transfers. The last time volatility was this low, Bitcoin went on to rally by $2,000. Activists document police misconduct using decentralized protocol. First mover, the logic behind Three Arrows $200 million grayscale bet. On June 24, here were the news. Miners are sending bitcoins to exchanges again and that may be bearish. Argo buys $500,000 worth of Zcash miners as Bitcoin revenue shrivels. Forget Bitcoin's volatility, BOA says unstable UK pound like an emerging market currency. FTX is building lots of sophisticated markets few traders use. Veteran commodities trader Chris Hemeyer goes all in on crypto. FATF meets Wednesday to discuss travel rule for digital assets. U.S. Homeland Security's tech scouts reissue call for blockchain startups. New York moves to lure crypto startups as Bit license turns 5. On June 25, here were the news. Circle, Coinbase bring USDC stablecoin to Algorand's blockchain. CBDC issuance is not a reaction to Libra, says central bank body. Kraken pledges $150,000 for development of open-source BTC Pay server. Base layer wars heat up with another $12 million committed to Ava Labs' Avalanche blockchain. Kleiman Bitcoin case heads to trial as motion for sanctions against Craig Wright is denied. IBM spawns blockchain for Norwegian salmon fisheries. Bitcoin still on track for quarterly gains after drop toward $9,000. The COVID-19 e-commerce boom hasn't trickled down to Bitcoin, despite advantages. On June 26, here were the news. Australia Post now lets customers buy Bitcoin at over 3,500 outlets. Binance-backed blockchain auditing firm partners with HDAC to track Internet of Things devices. New York regulator adds three-strike rule for BitLicense applicants. Crypto.com to refund clients as Wirecard's card issuer told to cease operations. EU creating a regulatory regime for cryptocurrencies, says economic chief. Trio of Bitcoin tokens lures DeFi yield farmers to new pastures. A key thesis for Bitcoin's long-term bull market just got a knock. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.